The next up is agenda item five, and that is PR 2025-020024, minor plat 2025-00023. It's a request for preliminary final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall as agent for Miho Construction and Landscape LLC, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 1-2, Mitchell's JC First Edition, zoned R1A and located at 1614 William Street Southeast, between William Street Southeast and Southern Avenue Southeast, containing approximately 0.0967 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mahal. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Certainly. So, we're looking to consolidate these two existing lots into one, as well as request a determination from sidewalk width for the existing sidewalks along the William Street and Southern Avenue frontages. Pretty straightforward consolidation. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see if there's any public comment on this item. Again, this is agenda item five, request for preliminary final plat at 1614 William Street. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item five. Last call for public comment on agenda item five. Okay. Hearing no public comment, we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their respective comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
The Water Authority has no objections, no comments for this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Just for future reminder, grading drainage plan will be required prior to a building permit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. The justification for sidewalk determination is acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you. Just a sort of procedural question for Mr. Armijo or Mr. Rodenbeck. Is that determination something that I need to explicitly rule on, or is just your statement on the record sufficient for that?
I will let Mr. Rodenbeck answer that one.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think it's a good idea to mention the determination with your decision for the plat, and note that the determination was approved, and note the determination with the plat. I think that's it's a good idea.
Thank you. Would somebody mind putting that proposed language in the chat? I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Mulhall, any questions about that?
No, starting with Cartesian. We have the note shown on the plat there that, you know, we'll fill in the approval date at that time. So,
great. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and go to code enforcement. Is that Mr. Jeff Palmer?
That is correct. Jeff Palmer with code enforcement will be presenting these comments.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Owlett, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thanks, Please go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
you.
And that takes us to the planning department, who will be delivering those comments.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah,
there
you
you
are.
In?
Sorry, I didn't hear you there. Thank you. Anthony Montoya, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have one comment that is just for the record. There is a discrepancy in the records for the acres of lot 1 and 2 equaling 0.0459 acres in the deeded acres in AGIS, as well as the Bernalillo County Assessor's website. The plat proposed is showing 0.0967 acres. Once again, this is for information only, and I did provide that information to Ryan already. So for approval of this, the only other comments I have is AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval, project and application number shall be recorded on the final plat. A note must be added which records the approvals of these determinations to the sidewalk and landscape buffer from the DHO. That is all I have, sir.
Thank you. Would you please put those proposed conditions into the chat? That'd be great.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Herrenhauser, this is Jay Rombeck. I'm putting the language for the proposed determination in the chat right now.
Great, thank you. Mr. Mulhall, anything further?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We just appreciate Anthony's comment about communicating with the various GIS folks to clean up the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bear with me just 1 second, just looking for the language on that confirmation. Okay, having heard the testimony today and reviewed the evidence in the record, agenda item 5 is ready for decision. That is PR 2025-020024, minor plat 2025-00023, and I hereby approve said project and application numbers, noting that the determination for the existing sidewalks along William Street and South Avenue to remain as is approved with the plat. And the plat is approved because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval, the project and the application numbers shall all be recorded on the final plat. And finally, a note must be added which records the approvals of these determinations to the sidewalk and landscape buffer from the DHO. Thank you very much, everyone.